the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir, Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And Emperor Palpatine and the New England Patriots have made all kinds of investments and moves this offseason, Lundy. There's even thoughts of a QBBC, strangely enough, with Mac Jones and Cam Newton. But New England, far from the favorite right now in the AFC East. It is the Buffalo Bills show, according to DraftKings Sportsbook. At least that is the projection at -150 to take the whole enchilada in that division yet again. Do you think it's going to be back-to-back for Josh Allen and company? And if not, is New England the biggest threat? Is Miami the biggest threat? Or dare I say, the New York Jets to try to dethrone the kings of this division from last year?
Well, first of all, you can leave the Jets out. I don't even know why they're going to bother to play. I'll tell you what. I really like Buffalo to repeat. I think that that is where the stars are aligning for the AFC East. But of the other two, if you had to try to, you know, let's say you told me that DraftKings was feeling, was nice. They gave me a free bet. You know how every now and then you get those free bets. Yeah. And so I might go, you know, I'll tell you what. It's a free bet. I'm going to throw it out there. I'm going to throw mine on New England just because the Emperor Palpatine has a way of making things happen. And whether it's the rumors about Julio Jones, whatever it might be, you never know exactly what's going to happen there at Foxborough. So if you told me I had a chance to put my own money, I'm putting it on Buffalo. But if I had a free bet that I could have some fun with, I'm going with New England.
More power! Yeah, that's what Bill Belichick does, and he does emit lightning bolts from his fingertips. I've seen it. It happens. I'm telling you. I kind of like Miami at +325 if you're looking for the value play here. The Dolphins have made a bunch of serious upgrades. They added Jalen Waddle in the draft. I think they're going to have at least a top 10 defense. It's all about Tua. You know, and whether or not he can take that quantum leap in his development and with the weapons around him, I think that's a distinct possibility. But yeah, it's all Buffalo -150 to take this division. I still think there's some value there. And let's throw in this little tasty little tidbit as well. My buddy Mike Clay at ESPN, he does all the projections for them on the fantasy side. He's got the Bills projected to have the third easiest schedule for any NFL team this year. It's the only sports notion that they're going to go back-to-back in this division. Look, if you want to get in on that wager, you want to get in on anything else, you need to do so right now at DraftKings Sportsbook. Look, it's playoff time. Big stakes, bigger promotions. DraftKings Sportsbook is putting you courtside with a chance to turn $5 into $200. That's 40-1 odds on any basketball game. All you got to do is pick any team that is still in the hunt for the trophy, and if that team wins, you will receive $200 in free credits. That's right. Pick any team that is still in contention. Bet five buckaroos, and if that team scores the W, you cash $200 in free credits. So here's what you got to do. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN when you sign up to turn $5 into $200 in free credits. Bet on the basketball team of your choice to win their next game. And if they do, you can claim $200 in free credits. That's promo code FTN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania. Residents only. New customers only. Wager paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in Indiana. 1-800-9-WITH-IT. With that, on this Hockey Hump Day edition of the pod, let's get to it and drop the puck and make a few bucks with the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, Lundy, you had some matters you were dealing with yesterday, so we did not have any NHL picks because, again, I know nothing about it, though I do have dreams of driving a Zamboni at some point in my life. I will make that come true. Outside of that, I have very little knowledge about the NHL, but you, sir, are the master of this sport, somebody who has encyclopedic knowledge. So let's run hot tonight on the ice. Who do you like in your first playoff matchup?
Oh, Brad, let's be honest. I was not on yesterday's podcast because my picks have been horrible. It had nothing to do with the personal matter that I needed to take care of. It was because my picks have been bad. You and I both need to find a way to get back on track, my friend, because otherwise, yeah. Hashtag Tequila Thursday is going to be starting a little early this week.
No doubt.
Speaking of starting early, we've got three games tonight, all of them elimination games, all of them game sixes. And speaking of early, 6:30 puck drop for these two, Pittsburgh and the New York Islanders. And I'll tell you what, I liked the Islanders before this series even started. This is going to be a potential upset. I am rolling with the Islanders to close it out tonight, of all things. I think Pittsburgh's got an opportunity. Pittsburgh is 8-3 on their last 11 road games. So they're certainly more than capable of winning this road game. But what's going on at Nassau Coliseum? They've increased the capacity again. They're up over about 65% now.
Nice.
And I think the Islanders are going to play off that crowd. Sorokin, who is the rookie goaltender, it's not Semyon Varlamov, who a lot of folks thought were going to help guide, that he was going to guide them through this playoff run. It's actually Sorokin, the rookie, that is doing it for them. And I think between that and the fact they've got some energy and some new life with him between the pipes, I think this is going to be an outstanding game tonight. Would not be surprised at all for it to go to overtime, but give me the Islanders to surprise the Pens and close it out and move on to the second round.
Ooh, yeah, an island state of mind. Yeah, I can get down with that.
Number four.
All right, Lundy, NHL pick numero dos. What you got for me?
Let's keep on rolling. And this one's going to be a little bit of an interesting pick, so follow me here, Brad, okay? Mm. Spencer Knight, the rookie goaltender for Florida, who has been absolutely outstanding. He was sensational in Game 5. This dude just turned 20 last month, okay? He can't even legally drink yet. Now, believe me, I know a lot of hockey players, and that whole legally thing doesn't matter. But I will say he has been outstanding and would not surprise me at all if Tampa wins. But I think there's value at plus 125 on Florida to tie this thing up and force a game 7. So as much as I think Tampa's got a good opportunity at home, they've actually scored 11 goals in the two home games in this series so far. This to me is actually a value pick more than anything else. So I'm probably not going to parlay this together with anything. I'm going to let this stand alone. But I think getting Florida at plus 125 in a matchup that I think in a game 6 tonight should really be closer to a 50-50. I mean, I really think this should be, you know, a pick'em game essentially on the money line. So the fact that I'm getting some plus numbers out of Florida, I'm willing to roll the dice that Spencer Knight, the rookie goaltender, can stay hot and that Florida ties this thing up and forces a game 7 later this week. So give me the value on the Panthers.
Oh, a knight in shining armor. Let's go, Florida Panthers.
Number 3.
All right, moving on to one of our favorite NBA, maybe it is, or maybe it's not, one of Lundy's favorite NBA player props, but I certainly like it, which means it is doomed to fail because I wrote about it on the FTN Bet site today, and I think I'm at like minus 6 units right now, Lundy, and all the props that I am featuring, Major League Baseball and the NBA in that column, it's cursed. It is cursed, and it's going to take down Trae Young tonight, more than likely. But I'm still on the over. 25.5 points against the New York Knicks in Game 2 of what will surely be a rowdy, raucous environment inside MSG. Of course, he went over this total earlier in the series. In Game 1, he had 32 points on 11-23 shooting, but he was 9-9 from the charity stripe against the New York Knicks this season in 4 contests. He has hit 26 or more points. Uno, dos, tres. 3 times. Yeah, the Knicks were number 3 in adjusted defensive efficiency in the regular season. Yeah, the Knicks were the 9th worst matchup for a scorer over the last 15 games, according to the advanced DVP tool at FTNDaily.com. But Young, it's all about cranking that volume, baby, and he is going to be jacking up shots left and right. And if he gets fouled, driving to the cup, he's nearly money in the bank at the free throw line. So I think it's going to be another 30-point effort for the superstar of the Atlanta Hawks. Will he fly high in your estimation tonight, Lundy? Feed or follow Trae Young over 25.5 points against the fighting Tracy Morgans.
I think you have just doomed him to have a bum wing, my friend. I am going to fade you on this one just because right now I'm going to ride the not-so-heater of Brad Evans and his NBA player props. This feels to me like right around 23, 24 points. I think he's going to be close. Now, he could go on a hot streak and he could blow this number away and you could look brilliant and I could look stupid, which, you know, has happened a few times this week. So it wouldn't surprise me. His PRA sits at 35. So obviously, if you're rolling with Brad and you want to jump on that 35 and a half PRA, you should. But I'm fading you on this one. I think he tucks underneath this number and winds up not being the flying high Atlanta Hawk that you expect.
Do not crash and burn. I'm begging you, Trae Young.
Number two.
All right, moving on and sticking with the NBA. Let's talk about another star guard in this league. It is the pride of Murray State, none other than Ja Morant, going up against the Utah Jazz and the surprise Grizz. And I'm going to take the under on him for 4.5 rebounds at plus odds. Yeah, let's get seduced by the juice at plus 112 at DraftKings Sportsbook. If you look at what Morant has done against Utah this season, including game one, he's been under in four contests in this rebound category. Had four boards in game one. The other three matchups this season, two rebounds, one rebound, and four rebounds. Utah, the 10th toughest four boarders over the last 15 games in the NBA. And this is also the 7th toughest matchup for a point guard, according to the advanced EVP tool at FTNDaily.com. He's going to toe the line. He's going to nibble at the over here, but I think the under will prevail. Again, Ja Morant under 4.5 rebounds against the Jazz at plus 112. Fade or follow?
I will follow this, and I also will talk about, I mentioned the PRA. By the way, I was mistaken. Trae Young's PRA is 40.5. Sorry,
oh,
I said 35.5.
Yeah.
But for Ja Morant, I'm under with you on the rebounds. I agree with that one. I also think this is a game that the Jazz are going to try to they're going to feel some pressure here after giving up game one. So I think Ja Morant's numbers may be in a little bit of trouble, including what could be his PRA number, because that one could just as easily come in under at a 33.5 if Utah plays the way that they're capable of. Love Morant. Just don't like this matchup. I'm with you on the under on rebounds.
Yep. I'm telling you, man, Ja Morant not going to be crashing the boards tonight. Fingers and toes crossed.
Number one.
All right, moving on. Let's work at a little Major League Baseball. Pitcher prop action. And I'm going to go with Chris Paddock of the San Diego Padres. And I'm going to take the over on 5.5 punch outs against the Milwaukee Brewers at minus 106. A little bit lighter juice against this team that does strike out a prolific rate. Milwaukee, number 4 in K percentage on the year. And they have not shown much improvement here in the month of May. Number 6 still in that category. Now, Paddock not really living up to the K per 9 projection that a lot of services had for him preseason, because he's only gone over this number in 2 of 8 turns of the rotation on the year. But one of those turns in which he went over, it was on 420. I don't remember much about that day. Rather foggy for reasons I can't really mention on the podcast. He did have 7 strikeouts against the Brew Crew. So as long as the walks, he can curtail those a little bit. It's been a little bit of an issue for him compared to prior years. I think Paddock's going to get 6-plus Ks yet again against this free-swinging Milwaukee lineup. So, fade or follow, Chris Paddock, giddy up on the over 5.5 Ks against the Brewers at minus 106.
You had me at minus 106. Yes, it's not quite getting seduced by the plus juice, which is usually where we like to go, but I think this is a pretty solid number. And as you said, he did it. He's done it twice. He's only done it once in the month of May, but he's done it twice, and one of them's against the Brewers. So to me, I'll roll with a repeat performance. Want to see him go a little bit deeper. He only went 5 innings in that game against Milwaukee. The most recent time that he hit the 6 Ks, he did it against the Mariners and did so in 6 innings worth of work. So would love to see him get up above, you know, even 5 2/3, something that just gets us a few extra batters to have an opportunity for the swing and the miss. But I like this over number, and I like it at the minus 106. Solid choice.
Yeah, thank you, sir. I will take a bow on that one. Hopefully,
yes, you should.
Hopefully,
you
I will not fall on my face, much like all my NBA selections. Baseball's not been bad to me. All you got to do is fade the Rockies. Speaking of, let's work in some bonus time here.
Ooh, I like
Lundy.
It.
And I'm going to actually start with those Colorado Rockies because this has been a money in the bank wager, just fading them when they're on the road. I'm going to take the under on 2.5 runs against Marcus Stroman and the New York Mets at +123. Yesterday was 1.5 runs against DeGrom. Guess what? They only scored one in the entire game, and DeGrom got pulled after 5 innings, and that was at plus odds. So I'm going to double down on this. Again, the Rockies have slashed a 203 batting average, 271 on base percentage, and 574 OPS on the road this season. Stroman has only allowed 2 earned runs or fewer in 7 of 9 starts this year, including a 1 earned run, 8-inning gem at Coors Field back in mid-April. So I think the under is going to prevail there. And here's a new segment for us here, Lundy. You know, you've talked about Ruri Hachimura, right? And we're always wagering on, will he make one measly 3? Well, I have got a 1 for the winner parlay. So it's a 2-legger. All I need is 1 from each of these guys, and it's our buddy Ruri Hachimura, but I'm not going to focus on 3s. I need 1 assist from Rui, and I'm going to slap that together with 1-3 from Kyle Anderson of the Memphis Grizzlies. If those 1s show up in the box score, +119. Let's ride.
I like it. Look at you getting crazy with the cheese whiz over here. Let me get you some bonus time here on a hockey hump day. The other game 6 tonight, the other potential closeout is Vegas and Minnesota. That one taking place up in the land of 10,000 lakes. Unfortunately, I think those lakes are going to be dry. Give me Vegas on the money line to close it out and set up the inevitable matchup we've all been waiting for with the Colorado Avalanche. Then on the player prop side of things, I will take Alexander Barkov at a +185 for an anytime goal. And Brad, how about we call an Uber because you're getting a little too drunk? Jonathan Huberdeau at a +235 to have 2 points, not 1, but 2. I'm riding a little bit of a stretch here, but he has been really good so far in the postseason. He has managed to get involved in a lot of the scoring plays that are taking place. So give me Huberdeau to have not 1 point, but 2 at a +235. And by the way, Fade the Noise family, if you feel like Fade the Nate is the way to be able to go today, if you think Florida can pull off the upset, which I've already told you I think there's an opportunity, but if you think Minnesota can force a game 7 against Vegas, and with the way they've been playing defense on the blue line, it could happen. DraftKings Sportsbook has an odds boost for you that if Minnesota pulls the upset and if Florida pulls the upset, +935 Ooh. Is what they have boosted that to. So if you're feeling a little frisky and you want to fade the hell out of me, go for it, because DK is going to make it worth your while.
Yeah, it's nearly 10-1 odds. You kidding me? Absolutely.
Yes,
that sounds fantastic. I might have to get in on that. And it is -10,000. There will be imbibing of some sort between Lundy and I tonight. Hopefully the the celebratory version as we are counting our monies with a few winners tonight, but more than likely we're going to be drowning our sorrows on the late night tip. And that is a wrap on today's edition of the Fade the Noise podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. Follow me there at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly, as well. And check out FTNFantasy.com, FTNDaily.com, and FTNBets.com for all your fantasy sports and sports betting content needs. Use that promo code Evans, E-V-A-N-S, to score 10% off your subscription today. And as always, fade or follow. That is up to you.
Fade the Noise.